This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Tell me something good.
The most beautiful thing I've ever experienced was the birth of my baby girl on October 22nd, 2012.
That's Brittany Barker, a listener in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. We congratulate her. We asked you all to tell us something truly beautiful. Beauty, what's beautiful to you? The face of someone you love. The first several notes of your favorite song. A sunny day.
The best sound in the world is the sound of my two boys laughing, and especially if it was I who made them laugh.
I think one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen is my two-year-old nephew hugging and cuddling his newborn baby brother.
Nice, guys. That's Maria and Greg, both from New Jersey. But enough about kids. There's a little black spot
on the sun today. Although it's the same moon going in front of the same sun, each one is unique because they're at different places, the different times of the day, the atmospheric conditions are different. The moon itself is, of course, not perfectly spherical. There are hills and valleys on it. And so the last instant when it obscures the sun, you get this flash of the last bits of sunlight coming through the valleys, and you get this beautiful diamond ring effect, which many people who've seen this have said this is the most beautiful natural phenomenon that they know.
That's physics professor Frank Close from Oxford describing a total solar eclipse. He'll talk about the five he's experienced all across the world a little later on the show. But he really got us thinking about what this gift of beauty actually is. Imagine a physics guy getting us all weepy about beauty.
We're at a lucky time in history in that the moon is, I think, 400 times smaller than the sun, but it's 400 times nearer. And so that coincidence makes it obscure it just precisely. But it hasn't always been like that, and it will not always be like that. As the moon goes around the Earth, you know, it's raising tides in the ocean. And it's because of that over the eons that has made the moon lock in so that it's always the same face looking at us. But the distance of the moon from the Earth is gradually changing. And the moon is receding from us, I think, you know, by an inch or two a year. And a million or more years from now, the moon will not exactly obscure the sun. So we are here at the right time.
The moon someday will look too small to make a total eclipse. We are lucky. Simon in Brooklyn feels lucky. He wrote, biking through Times Square at night. I've lived here all my life. I've only been there a handful of times, riding with and past hundreds of yellow taxis, slaloming through thousands of pedestrians all under the bright lights. I felt as though I was in a dream. Listener Pete Storm in Massachusetts texted about a moment in a place on the other side of the country, Muir Woods in May, right before dusk. Tasha Cox, you nailed one of my favorites, Niagara Falls, which I think comes close to the sheer power of a total eclipse. And you've got to have a beauty story from the Pacific Northwest.
A couple years ago, I had this awesome summer romance, and we went on a road trip around the Olympic Peninsula. We drove up to this viewpoint that was way high up and looked out over the Olympic Mountains. And we got there at sunset, and we come out to this clearing, and we see the mountains, and we see the sound, and the sky is orange, and it's purple. This fog comes up over the mountain, and it's just white and super clear. It just spills all the way down the mountainside. My eyes got so teary, and it was so beautiful. And then he kissed me.
Oh, man. Get out of here. There was not even an edit in that story, right? She did that in one line. That is amazing. Thanks to Alex in Washington State. It was a hot Thursday afternoon in July 2006. The sun was blazing, it was raining, and off in the distance was the most magnificent rainbow I had ever seen. Harry Williams in Detroit. What's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen or experienced? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Share your stories. Post to our site. Find us at Twitter at The Takeaway.
You are so beautiful.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.